Yes, it is indeed April Fool's Day. It won't be April Fool's Day again until 2029, but the last time it was April Fool's Day was before I was in this world, 1956. That April Fool's Day happened the same day as Easter. But the church actually has an ancient tradition of thinking of Easter as being the ultimate April Fool's Day, because the devil has been fooled. Sin has been fooled. Death has been fooled. Everybody thought sin and death were buried in the grave on Friday, sealed in the tomb all day on Saturday. But April Fool's, the stone is rolled away, and death is not there anymore. There is life, eternal life, and that's the ultimate April Fool's joke on the devil. But the Gospel of Mark seems to have missed that message. The Gospel of Mark is kind of an April Fool's joke on us. Now, for those of you who were here last Sunday, you will remember that before we read the Passion, I told you to listen for something through the story. Remember what it was? I told you to listen, to hear it from the point of Jesus. And how we started on Palm Sunday with huge crowds cheering for him. And then as the week moved on, everyone deserted him. Everyone left him. The crowds turned against him. His good follower and friend Judas betrayed him. Peter denied even knowing him. He walked up the hill carrying the cross and to his death and hung on the cross alone, even saying, "God, you have forsaken me." Everyone left him. That's what we heard in the Passion last week, what I told you to listen for. But I was wrong. Not everyone left him. The women did not desert him. It didn't say that anywhere last week that the women left him. And in fact, the women came to the tomb. The women, knowing that he was a criminal murdered by the government, therefore they could be in great danger. They went. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome come, and they know it's going to be a difficult thing to anoint the body because there's a huge stone in front of the tomb. But they're going to go and try and do it. They have not left him. And they get there, and the stone is rolled away. Go into the tomb. And there they see a young man dressed in white. And he says, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. He has been raised up. He's here no longer. You can see for yourself the place that they laid him. The tomb is empty, except his folded grave clothes. Now, get on your way. Go tell everybody. Go tell the disciples. Go even tell Peter that Jesus wants to see him in Galilee. You'll see him there, just as he says." Incredible! The grave is empty. So, women who stayed with Jesus through everything do? They get out of there as fast as possible. They're totally shook up, trembling. They are amazed. They are stunned. And they run away. And don't tell anyone. So at last, even the women have abandoned him. Just when it seemed like it was good, they all left. These women had stayed with him through everything. The arrest, the trial, the whipping, the cross, the nails, the suffering, the dying. They took the chance to go to the grave, and they got the good news, the incredible news that he's alive, and they run away. And that is the end of the Gospel of Mark. The end. Now, some of you will look at some of your Bibles and see in funky italics some other endings. Because through history, people have been like, it can't end like that. That's like an April Fool's joke. It can't end like that. But that is how it ends. They leave silently. Then how are we here? How do we find that? How does anyone even know? Well, of course, Matthew, Luke, and John tell in a different way, and they tell how the word got out. But today, when you came to church, what you just heard Katie proclaim was the women ran away and were silent. Silent. They said nothing to anyone. It turns out this fits with Mark all through his story. And it's worth your time to read the whole Gospel of Mark from start to finish in one sitting and read it out loud. And if you're not patient enough to read it out loud yourself, then Google David Suchet Gospel of Mark YouTube. And he has an amazing reading of it. Takes 2 hours and 2 minutes. Read it from start to finish and you get this sense. There's a flow all through the story of Jesus revealing who he is, of Jesus telling us what he's here for, what he's going to do. And the people just don't get it. They just don't get it. So Mark is leaving us at the end with this silence and a question. Do you get it? Do you get that he is the Son of God? Do you get that he calls you to follow? Do you get that he can heal you? And that in his name you can heal others and have amazing powers? Do you get that he wants you to go to the world and tell them the good news that death can be overcome? Jesus. News is good news, but Mark leaves it to us. Mark ends the story with silence. If we went to the tomb and saw that stone rolled away, and we were told he is alive and that we should go tell others, what would we do? What do you do different because you know he lives? By the end of the story today, that's your challenge. Because the story ends in silence. Silence. They run away and are silent. Silence is very powerful. Last week, I went to the on my computer and I watched on the internet those thousands and thousands of young people who all said we want to live. We want to get rid of weapons of destruction and live. And so you know about the power of silence if you've seen it on the internet. Young woman who saw her friends killed got up to speak, Emma Gonzalez. And she said, never again will my friend do something. Never again will my other friend do something. Never again will this person. Never again, never again, never again. And she named all 17 of her classmates who were killed. And then with him. still small silence. Let him speak in your heart. Let him speak in your heart the hope of new life in and through him. We know the tomb is empty. We know, hallelujah, he is risen.